supernatural. And God, let someone here today experience a word from you that moves them forward in your plan and purpose in a way that is miraculous. Can you say in Jesus' name? God bless you. You may be seated. As I begin to preach about Rhema, I have to reflect on how grateful I am that we didn't dedicate their newborn son. Then I would have had to preach about Bubba. And I don't know if I could have really done that. I think that was the name y'all had picked out. I can't remember. But they had a beautiful girl, and so I'm preaching about Rhema. And so I want to say in preaching about this that it is significant. And we've talked about this before. Even this morning, I mentioned another word for the word word from the original Greek language is the word logos. And so it has a different meaning as it relates to the plan of God. But this particular word, when it's used in English in your Bible to designate the word of God, it speaks of rhema, which literally has to do with the spoken word or the living voice, if you will, as God really communicates to his people in a supernatural way. So the Lord has a way of speaking into our lives in such a manner that it produces faith. And it's my understanding that this precious couple wanted their daughter to be named Rhema, certainly because it's a beautiful name for a baby girl and a young lady should the Lord tarry, but it also connects them with the reality that they feel like they are the recipients of many miracles and even the miracle of this beautiful baby. And so I know when I preach to them, I will at least get two amens when they understand that we cannot live by bread alone. We cannot live by just natural provision alone. We cannot live with our own plans and our own ability to just do our own thing. We need the rhema from God. We need his voice to speak into our lives. And so for those of you that may happen upon the message from this morning, just to tie it together, in the Logos, we see that God always has a plan. And in the Rhema, we recognize that God always has a promise. In other words, as you bebop along in your life, hoping to see God's plan unfold, every now and then while you're reading your Bible or you're hearing some preaching, God's going to give you just a little promise to get you over the rough spots. It's going to be a rhema word from God. And when you get a hold of that little bit of rhema, it's going to be an assurance to you. God knows exactly where I am. He knows exactly what I'm going through, and he's given me a promise, and no matter what happens, that promise is going to unfold. If we can become accustomed to listening for the Spirit of God as we interact with the Word of God, he will command a blessing, and his Word will give us encouragement that builds our faith on a supernatural level. I'm not saying I understand all there is to understand about Rhema, but I am saying I have had experiences in my life where the written word and the preached word got a hold of my heart in a special way. It was something maybe I had heard dozens of times. Maybe I had read dozens of times, but it leaped up in my heart on that occasion, and I knew God was speaking to me, and he was giving me rhema to make it. Not so sure about Bubba, but I'm sure about Rhema. Praise God. One example of this is in Luke chapter 1. It has to do with another wonderful birth, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when the angel said to Mary, "You're about to see something supernatural," and he began to share with her what God was going to do, it was overwhelming. it really sounded too good to be true. And this was her response, Luke 1:38. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word," or according to thy rhema. And then the angel departed from her. Anybody that would have heard Mary say, "An angel just told me I'm gonna have a baby," they would have said, "You are crazy, girl. You're out of your mind." But because it was a rhema word from God, Mary said, "You know what? I'm just the servant of the Lord, and be it unto me according to thy word." My dear friends, today, does God have permission to step into your life in what looks like an impossible situation and give you a word that causes you to have peace when nobody else would have peace, to have confidence when nobody else would have confidence? If you can believe for that, I want you to know a rhema is coming your way. And with that rhema, you can stand in the storm. You can stand in the chaos. And you can know that God is answering your prayer. Praise God. It just seems like in the process of God's unfolding logos, if you will, his unfolding plan in our lives, he gives us occasionally a rhema word. It's just a little promise to keep us in the plan. And I'm here to tell you today that sometimes we are so preoccupied with our own plans to really get connected with God's plan. And my prayer for each one of you would be, Jesus, make me sensitive to the rhema word of God. Help me to give myself to prayer and Bible study and maybe a little fasting, because prayer and fasting is not about twisting God's arm so you can get what you want from God. No, 1,000 times no. It's about you and I becoming so sensitive to the word of God and the Spirit of God that a little bit of rhema can flow into our life. I'm here to tell somebody in the face of chaos right now, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Whatever you're facing, whatever danger, whatever tragedy, if you can wait on God, the rhema will come. Praise God. Praise God. I wish I could sing like some of y'all could sing, because I'd sing, "I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. No matter what's happening in my life." I tell you what's going to be true about this precious little rhema we've dedicated today. I just know of a surety, if the Lord tarries his coming, sooner or later, mommy and daddy are going to say, "We really don't know the answer. We really don't know what's going to happen. This is something we never planned for." But in that moment, they're not going to give up on God. They're not going to walk away from the word of God. They're going to get in the presence of the Lord, and they're going to wait on the Lord for the rhema. And when the rhema comes, they're going to see God's promise unfold in their life. In Luke chapter 5, we read of one of the early disciples, Simon Peter, just the beginning of his journey to follow Jesus. He came from a background of being a fisherman, and from all accounts, he knew a whole lot about fishing. And in this particular passage, he had fished all night long with some of his peers, his colleagues, and they had caught nothing. Here comes Jesus with some rhema, with a word that didn't make sense to that seasoned fisherman, but it was a word from God nonetheless. Luke chapter 5, we discover that Jesus says, "I know you fished all night and you've caught nothing, but I want to take your nets from this side of this little boat and put them on that side of this little boat." And you gotta know, for the fishermen, it seemed crazy. There's not a big distance between both sides of this boat. But look at what happened. Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. At thy rhema, if you will, that's what it really says. I will let down the net. Simon, you've got it all figured out. You've done it your way, and it has amounted to nothing. But if you will take that rhema and act upon it, God's going to come through for you every time. I'm trying to reach out for somebody today. Thank God for your gifts and talents and intellect. Be the best you can be. But when you come against a struggle or a situation that seems like an impossibility, don't just turn to people, turn to Jesus. Don't just look within for a higher power. Call on the name of Jesus and let the rhema come from the word of God, and it will be enough. It will be enough. Praise God. Is that kind of what you meant when you named her? Something like that. I hope you wasn't screaming like that in her little crib, because that seemed like a little bit much. God has a rhema for somebody today. It's not some sort of thing that you need to feel bad about when you need a word from God, or, man, if I was really a Christian, I could just cruise through life and I'll be fine. No, we all need more of Jesus. The old timers used to say it this way: 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the word. I wish every single one of us would go back to our Bibles with a fresh appreciation that every day we can get a word from God. I wish every single one of us would carve out just a little bit more space to open our Bibles and just listen for God to speak to us. The proverb says it this way: trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Those old timers knew what it was like when everything else around them had failed them and they had failed themselves. They would get alone in a prayer closet and they would look to the word of God and they'd come out of there saying, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. They would come out of there saying, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. That's what the rhema is for, just a little bit more grace to trust him more. Amen. Now I will say this, and I don't know all the history or the theology. I'm just making a little space here to acknowledge it exists. There are good Christians, in fact, I would say outstanding Christians, that sometimes hear about rhema and they get a little bit nervous. Because sometimes people have run with rhema as if to say, the word of God that speaks to us by his spirit is even more important than our Bibles. I reject that. I don't believe that's what rhema is all about. In fact, if you believe that, I want to caution you to get back in the word, because you're liable to say you heard from God and do something that moves you a million miles away from what God really said. And so I acknowledge that there are some people, just the title of this message, just the name of this beautiful baby, they're going to get a little bit nervous. So I want to give you some instruction from the word of God, John chapter 5. This is Jesus Christ speaking, verse number 46. He says, for if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Or really, it's my rhema. That's John 5, 46 and 47. If you are ignoring the writing of Moses, you're never going to get rhema. What did that mean to them, and how does it relate to us? The only Bible they had was what we know of as our Old Testament. In fact, when Jesus walked on the earth, oftentimes he quoted from the Old Testament, showing us that's really how preaching works. You go back to the Word of God, you take something out of there, you share it with people, and hope for the best. But he looked at the writing of Moses, because that's the only Bible they had, and he said, here, you people want a rhema, you want a supernatural word, you want the Spirit to speak to you, but you don't even believe the Bible, if you will. And so I'm here to tell you today, if you really want a word from God, get in your Bible and let God speak to you. And while you're reading your Bible, the Word of God is going to come alive, and God is going to show you his plan, and there's going to be a rhema. And when you get that rhema, something's going to get a hold of you. You might not dance or shake or whatever, but you're going to know God has spoken to me. If that's ever happened to you, would you clap your hands or lift your arm or shout with your voice? The spoken word of God will never contradict the written word of God. The spoken word of God will never be an adequate substitute for the written word of God. Thank God for every little bit of rhema you can get. But if you ever get some rhema that contradicts the Logos, that contradicts the written word of God, that wasn't from God. Because the scripture says this, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. The scripture says this, the grass withereth and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. If you want a rhema from God, get into your Bible and say, Jesus, speak to me. The Apostle Paul said it this way, Galatians chapter 1. I marvel that you are turned away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. It's not another gospel, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. For emphasis, he repeats the same exact warning. And as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which we have received, let him be accursed. The rhema will never contradict the written word, but it will make the written word come alive. In other words, if you ever fall into some sort of trance and you see an angel and that angel tells you, you don't have to believe in Jesus as your Savior. You don't have to repent of your sins. You don't have to be baptized in Jesus' name. You don't have to be filled with the Spirit. Let you just go ahead and curse that angel out. But I tell you right now, when you get a rhema that confirms you're listening to preaching and something in your heart says, today's the day for me to repent. Today's the day for me to be baptized in Jesus' name. Today's the day for the Spirit of God to take over my life. That's the rhema. And that's your clue that God is moving, because John says this, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words or the rhema that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That next verse that was just there, John 6 and 68, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words or the rhema of eternal life. The Spirit of God will cause the Word of God to come alive. And I don't have time to pass this mic around, but I can tell you this. It is clear in the written word that by his stripes we are healed. It's clear. Some people are healed here. Some people are healed in heaven. But everybody that puts their faith in Jesus is going to be healed. But I know of people that were sitting in church, listening to preaching. They had gotten the doctor's report. There's no hope. But while the message was going forth from the written word, our God is a healer, there was some rhema that got involved. And they marched to the altar saying, today's my day for a miracle. And sure enough, there may have been other people that didn't get healed, but with that rhema, they had enough faith working to connect with the word of God, and the miracle happened. I know of people in this sanctuary that thought that their loved ones were basically heading to the funeral. And sure enough, all of us know of believers that die in the faith, and what a reward. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But there's also some that while they were waiting to die, a rhema word came to them, and that word said that Jesus Christ has come to give you life, and that more abundantly. And they were raised up, and in a moment they were completely healed. That's the rhema. Praise God. Praise God. I don't mean to be disrespectful or even humorous in a way that would be disrespectful. But when they knew rhema was coming, it wasn't always easy. There was probably about 9 months where it got increasingly uncomfortable. But because they knew, rhema's on the way. Rhema's on the way. I wonder if there's somebody here today that somewhere in the distant past, God gave you a rhema. And since that time, it's been nothing but travail. It's been nothing but sadness. It's been nothing but attack. You don't hardly even want to get out of bed. But I'm telling you, if that was a word from God, if that was a rhema, I'm telling you, there may have been travail, but the promise is coming. The miracle is coming. The victory is coming. And God allowed you to be in this service today and to celebrate rhema so that you would connect with the rhema that he's given you. The scripture says in John 15, if you abide in me and my rhema, my word, abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. In Jesus' name, I'm praying right now, Lord Jesus, there is somebody here that rhema is going forth, or rhema has gone forth, and they're being quickened in their heart to believe you for something that they'd stop believing you for. But in this service, God, as we dedicate rhema, we have a testimony that you still speak by your Spirit and you still perform the promise. If you know how to pray right now, would you pray that that would be the case for somebody here today? Somebody here today. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be so, let it be so, let it be so, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now I want to close with this, because I think it's an important part of all of this. The scripture says, 1 Peter 1:25, but the word, or the rhema, of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word, or the rhema, which by the gospel is preached unto you. It's a little bit awkward to say this because I'm the one preaching. But I want you to know that preaching has a supernatural element to it. That's not a reflection on me. That's a reflection on God and the promise of his word. I'm just trying to help somebody here today, because the scripture says in 1 Corinthians that since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. There is something about this exercise of a preacher preaching his guts out and a congregation sitting there with some sort of anticipation. God, could this be for me? There's something about the foolishness of preaching that takes the written word and it combines it with the Spirit of God and rhema, rhema. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying if there's even one little something that's leaped in your heart in this message and you've thought, wait a minute, I could be healed. That could be rhema. You've thought, wait a minute, I could be forgiven of all my sins. That could be rhema. You've thought, wait a minute, God could provide for my family. That could be rhema. I'm not here trying to predict or trying to tell you I know everything that God's doing, but I'm saying through the foolishness of preaching, the written word becomes alive with the Spirit of God and rhema, 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 rhema. Until somebody is able to say, that promise is for me today. That miracle is mine. Would you stand right where you are and would you just have a conversation with God where you just say, Jesus, if it is possible that in this service, you have allowed the preaching of the word to produce rhema in my life, a word that I can grab a hold of and know that a miracle's coming. I just surrender to it right now. I just surrender to it right now, right where you are, just you and God. Could you just raise your hands and surrender as if to say, Jesus, if it's for me to be healed, I surrender to it right now. If it's for me to be encouraged, I surrender to it right now. If that rhema is for me to be blessed, I say yes to it right now. I'm going to activate my faith, Lord. I'm going to activate my faith, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, where are you today? God gave you a promise a long time ago, and life has just led to more and more travail. And now you wonder, is that promise even possible? You just got a rhema from the Lord today. Stay in the fight. Stay committed to His promise. Stay yielded to His Spirit, because He's going to fulfill every part of His plan. Where are you that in reality you shouldn't even be in church today, especially not this one, but here you are in the house of God, and there are some scriptures that have been stirring in your heart throughout this message, and it could be rhema that's saying, I have a plan for you, I have a purpose for you, and if you would yield your spirit to the Holy Spirit, something supernatural would happen in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, all across this congregation, I want you to just take another moment before we dismiss and interact with the presence of the Lord. I want to open up these altars. I've got a face covering here. If you would like someone to pray with you, there are ministers here. We'll put on our face coverings and we'll pray for you. If you feel like you cannot come to the altar because of a medical situation, right where you are, would you just receive the rhema from God right now for your situation, for your circumstance? Can you believe God today for something beyond the ordinary, for something beyond just church, just something beyond just going through the motions? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Promise for somebody. It's from His word, and He's activating His Spirit in your life. Claim the promise, claim the healing, claim the direction, claim the peace, claim the miracle.